Happy weekday welcome to the Lucky You Ranch from all the sons of the pioneers. We're sure glad you could be with us for a little while we knock off from the chores and wrangle up a bite to eat and a tune or two, maybe, if you'll just sit back and listen. I guess all the boys are in now, so what do you say we go back a few years in the songbook and tear up about 6 miles of the old Chisholm Trail?
Come along, boys, and listen to my tale. I'll tell you my troubles on the old Chisholm Trail.
Come a tie, yippee, it's getting mighty cold. Your longhorn son of a gun's getting hard to hold. Come a tie, yippee, yippee, yeah.
Woke up one morning on the Chisholm Trail, rope in my hand and a cow by the tail.
Come a tie, yippee, it's getting mighty cold. Your longhorn son of a gun's getting hard to hold. Come a tie, yippee, yippee, yeah.
In the morning, before daylight, and before I sleep, the moon shines bright.
Come a tie, yippee, it's getting mighty cold. Your longhorn son of a gun, you're getting hard to hold. Come a tie, yippee, yippee, yeah.
It's bacon and beans most every day. I'd soon be eating that prairie hay.
Come a tie, yippee, it's getting mighty cold. Your longhorn son of a gun, you're getting hard to hold. Come a tie, yippee.
Boys, that was wonderful.
Well, hello, Betty.
You know, that song is so full of the spirit of the Old West, I feel like I've been riding down the Chisholm Trail myself.
Well, that's nice to hear, Betty.
Didn't give you no saddle sores, did it?
Sure. But it did give me an appetite.
Well, that's fine. Then just stick around. We're going to have lunch in a few minutes, and sure be happy if you'd join us.
But then, Betty, not today. Come to lunch tomorrow instead.
Sure. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. I heard that. You know, we'd all be tickled to death if Betty would have lunch with us every day.
Oh, I know that, knucklehead. I get to thinking of her. She'd enjoy it a heap more tomorrow.
Oh, really, Shook?
Mm-hmm.
What's happening tomorrow?
Well, you know, Christmas coming and all, and everybody's trying to be extra nice to everybody else.
Well, that's right.
So I figured tomorrow I'd sing.
Just to be nice to everybody, huh?
That's right. You know it's more blessed to give than to receive.
Well, yes, I know that.
I'm too old, cut to muster.
Oh, no, hold it, Chuck. Just put that blessing back in the ice house for a spell, will you, boy?
Well, I wasn't fixing to give it all to you now, Bughouse. That was just what they call down at the Bijou Picture Palace, a preview of... I'm an attraction.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that anyway, Shug. I want to give all the folks on the Lucky You line a preview of a coming attraction that is one reason why you ain't going to sing tomorrow.
Yes, sir, Ken, and the news will sure please every Western music lover that hears us, I'm sure.
That's right, Lloyd. Folks, tomorrow we're going to have a real special visitor. Bob Nolan, one of the original Sons of the Pioneers and... one of the greatest writers of Western music that ever lived.
Oh, that's wonderful. Let's see, Bob wrote Tumbling Tumbleweed, Cool Water, A Touch at God's Hand, Outlaw, and Chant of the Wanderer.
That's right, Betty, and just whole gobs of others. And there's another reason that you like him, Betty. You know, Bob's voice and Tommy Doss sound a whole lot alike.
You mean a big, important man like Bob Nolan just goes around all the time saying, ooh-hoo, and... uh-oh.
And in the end, and in the end, and in the end, in the end. No, you knucklehead, of course not. I mean, he and Tommy sound a whole lot alike when they're singing, and tomorrow he'll be singing.
Well, I know nobody will want to miss that.
Well, okay, if you're going to start bringing in ringers on me, I won't sing. But I'll bet you a quarter against a hole in a donut, he won't be as pretty as me.
What does that mean, Shug? You still trying to wrangle that silk shirt out of Santa Claus?
Oh, no, not me. That there feller, Mr. Peanut, he's Santa Claus to me. You know, if it weren't for him, folks along the big network would never hear me singing. That'd be a catastrophe. That'd be awful.
So, you know, you've got a not good idea there, Shug. Mr. Peanut will play Santa Claus for lots of folks this Christmas.
For Mr. Peanut is the famous Planters trademark. And Planters cocktail salted peanuts are vacuum packed. Now that means Planters guarantees that every peanut is roasted and toasted and salted by an exclusive process to give it just that right flavor. You know, during this holiday season, you ought to keep a few extra cans on hand to pass around when the friends drop in and to add extra flavor to your holiday cooking. Slip one or two of those festive blue and yellow cans of Planters cocktail salted peanuts into those Christmas packages. Anywhere you buy them, anytime you eat them, Planters is the word for peanuts, for peanut butter and peanut oil, too.
There's any doubt in any of your minds about who was riding herd on that fiddle you just heard, let me tell you that it was Hugh Farr, a man who does a real good job with a bow and four strings. And speaking of doing good things, folks, we're certainly proud of all the good deeds we've been hearing about here on the Lucky You Ranch. And proud of the folks who've done them. You know, when somebody writes in and tells us about a good deed someone's done, we award that person a gold deed. A Lucky You gold deed for a good deed. And that means a deed to a real acre of ranch land here on the Lucky You, where we're creating a community of the world's best neighbors. Now, we've gone through today's mail, and it's been agreed that the most outstanding good deed was told about in a letter from Margaret Hyatt. Lloyd, would you be good enough to read this, that letter?
I'd sure be glad to, Ken, because this should make everybody who hears it feel a little bit better. Her letter says, "Dear Sirs, I would like to tell you why I think my sister deserves your Gold Deed Award. My mother was killed in 1935. I was 5 years old at the time and had six sisters and three brothers. My oldest sister then took the responsibility of being mother to all of us. She sees that we all enjoy our holidays just as if Mother were still alive. She's done her best to keep the family together the best way possible. I couldn't have chosen a better mother if I'd have had my choice of all the mothers in the world. I've tried so hard to show my feeling for her, but it's almost impossible to show appreciation for so much that has been done. So won't you please help me show my appreciation to her by giving her your Gold Deed Award? My sister's name and address is Mrs. Louise McWhirter, Route 1, Box 161, Charlotte, North Carolina. The letters sound Margaret Hyatt.
Thank you, Lloyd. Isn't that fine? It's real good just to know we're breathing the same air with folks like that. And for that good deed, Mrs. Louise McWhorter gets today's gold deed to an acre on the Lucky U. And we know how the girl who wrote us about her feels, too. So, from Margaret to her sister Louise McWhorter, here's a pretty song we had the pleasure of introducing in a John Ford production called Rio Grande.
Gal is purple. Old Stan sure wrote him one, didn't he?
Yeah.
Kind of reminds me of an old gal of mine back in old Oklahoma.
Oh?
Yeah. She'd get so mad, grab by her mitt. First she'd get red. Then she'd get purple. I'd get yeller and run like a scared rabbit.
That's a fine way to talk about as nice a song as that.
Oh, me? I like songs about nature and the outdoors. They never give me no trouble.
Well, I hate to spoil you, Shug, but it looks like you've hit the jackpot, because we're going to do one of those old rawhide outdoor tunes right now.
Well, wait till I get my Mackinac and I'll go with you.
Sometimes I wonder why I had to roam. Somehow my thoughts are traveling way back home. I miss the hills, the old folks, and my little sister Lou. I wonder if they miss me, too.
I'm a long way from home and that blue mountain dome. Still I hear the echoes from the hill and their sweet lily bell, my little hillbilly gal, calling in the echoes from the hill. When I left, my pappy said, now don't do nothing wrong. I recall my mammy saying, sonny, don't be long. So I know that someday I'll be wending my way among the echoes from the hills.
Somewhere when twilight steals across the blue, someone is strolling down a lane we knew. Like an echo from the hills, a message comes to me. I know it's there that I should be.
I'm a long way from home, and that blue mountain dome. Still I hear the echoes from the hill, and the sweet lily bell, my little hillbilly gal, calling in the echoes from the hill. When I left my pappy said, now don't do nothing wrong, I recall my mammy said, sonny, don't be long. So I know that someday I'll be wending my way back among the echoes from the hill.
Hey, that was wonderful. Boy, I sure like those Western tunes, fellas. Say, before we forget it, I think we ought to remind our friends out along the Lucky You line or something.
Well, speak right up, George. What is it?
Well, I get a line so infrequently here on the show that when I get it, I blow it. I thought that with us talking about the acre on the Lucky You Ranch and all that, somebody might forget about ABC lending us that great big studio from now till Christmas.
George, old peanut pusher, you tell him, won't you?
You're so right, George, but since Carl Farr started this little Jingle Bells roundup, I think he should get in here.
Well, you know I'm always ready to talk about this, Ken. Folks, this is what happened. So many of you friends have said you wanted to help us get together a big bunch of toys for our Christmas party for underprivileged youngsters that ABC decided to make it easy for you.
And they've sure done it in a big way.
Well, they sure have, Betty. Folks, the broadcasting company has turned over to us their big studio here in Hollywood, so those of you who want to can bring your toys right here instead of mailing them in.
Yes, sir, folks. Boy, I'm telling you, we're getting just like them big banks. This here is the Hollywood branch of the Lucky You Ranch.
Oh, Shug, you're sure sharp today, and for once, you're exactly right. That's exactly what it is, come to think of it. The Hollywood branch of the Lucky You Ranch, right here at ABC in Hollywood. Now, any toys that you can spare, old or new, just bring them on in.
And, Lloyd, tell them about how you fix them up.
Oh, sure thing. We know a lot of you would like to help us arrange this Christmas for kids who might not have anything in their stockings if we didn't all pitch in. But we know, too, that everybody can't afford to buy a lot of new things to give outside of their own family.
And don't forget all that paint I got me.
Hey, that's right. We got paint and tools, and we'll find the time to fix up any old toys you can spare. They'll just tickle some kid plum pink on Christmas morning, you know.
And just one more thing. We can use all you can send or bring us, because we've hired some buses for Christmas Day to bring these underprivileged boys and girls to our Christmas celebration. And we're going to round them up from all over.
You know, this whole idea is so beautiful, and it almost makes me long to be home for Christmas.
Oh, now, Betty, I wouldn't want to see you longing for anything.
There he goes. He's had it. He's through. This studio's gone to his head. I think I'll slip up behind him and let the air out of it. You know what he's trying to do? He's trying to get in another one of their big city build-ups.
Oh, what? That's downright ridiculous, Shug. I don't even know what he means. Do you, Betty?
I haven't the slightest idea. Have you got the music?
Yeah, I got it right here.
Then go ahead and sing.
All right, we'll do it.
Sweetheart, I'm lost. Such
come. Sweeter again, till then I'm longing to know that you
Betty. I won't say nothing about Lloyd after the sneaky way he slipped up on the song, though. You know, Betty, if you wasn't so stuck on that Tommy Doss, I'd put your name in my little red book.
Now, whoop, hold on just a minute, Chug. What little red book is that?
Well, them fellers on with the phone company fixing to get our phone in by Christmas, I'm getting a little red book full of the girls' phone numbers. Just like them there Hollywood wolves.
That is the first time anybody ever saw a tired old collie acting like a wolf.
And that is harder not to slam a door. Why, them girls will love me, Lloyd.
Huh?
I can just see them shoving each other, running over each other, getting to the telephone. They call me up. I'm going. Well, I can howl.
Okay, go ahead and howl, but don't do it here because Lloyd Perryman's just about to sing Blue Bonnet Girl.
Blue Bonnet Girl, a Texas moon caresses you. Leaving her light soft as the night, deep in your eyes. Blue Bonnet Girl, I'm sure the southern breezes too. Cause for a kiss, you'll never miss as they go by. Warm as the spring, gentle and sweet, true as the Alamo. You'll find the world at your feet, wherever you go. And if the clouds should fail to let the sun shine through, making me blue, I'll come to you, Blue Bonnet Girl. Warm as the spring, gentle and sweet, true as the Alamo. You'll find the world at your feet, wherever you go. And if the clouds should fail to let the sun shine through, making me blue,
I'll come to you.
Time for serious business, and right now that means Hugh Farr's thought for the day. How about it, Hugh?
Well, I've got one, Ken, that I think it's one of the best we've had so far. It was sent in by a man who says he'd rather that we wouldn't give his name. You know, I don't see why, because a man who thinks like he does should have his name mentioned often. But we'll do as it says, and we won't mention his name, and this is what he wrote. For 40 years, I've been a traveling man, going all over America selling my wares. And lots of my friends have asked me if I don't get terribly lonesome being away from home so much. Of course, I answer them this way. I'm always home. When I walk in the oldest hotel in the smallest town, I'm home because God is there to make me welcome, just like he is in my own home. I don't see how a man can be lonesome when his best friend is with him. Do you? That's the thought I'd like to pass on, so God is your best friend, and he's always there.
Well, there's a power of comfort in that thought. God is your best friend, and he's always there. If everybody would always remember that, there'd be a lot less loneliness in this old world. Thank you, Hugh, for picking that out, and I know we all thank the man who wrote it. Well, here we go into a little tune.
Kenny, we just about run out fresh out of time today. We're up against the nub, and I think we better start what is known as our theme song, Tumbling Tumbleweed.
Well, let's hit it.
See them tumbling down, pledging their love to the ground. Lonely, but free I'll be found. Along with the tumbling tumbleweed, cares of the past are behind. Nowhere to go but I'll find just where the trail will wind.
Well, I hate to interrupt here because, well, maybe one day the boys will do that wonderful theme of theirs all the way through. Yeah, this is the time we hate to see roll around out here on the Lucky You clock every day, because it means the end of another visit with you. But we're going to be waiting for you tomorrow with the whole Lucky You Ranch gang. That means the Sons of the Pioneers, Miss Betty Taylor, the school mom, and Frankie Tex Messina. And don't forget that tomorrow's a very special day out here on Lucky You, because we're having a very special visitor, Bob Nolan, one of the original Sons of the Pioneers, and one of America's greatest writers of the kind of music that we all love so very much. He'll be singing for you right here on Lucky You tomorrow, so be sure to join us then. Also, we want you all to remember about the Hollywood branch, as Shug puts it, of the Lucky You Ranch here at ABC in Hollywood, where you can all bring your toys for our Christmas party for those kiddies who really need Christmas. And so until tomorrow, this is George Putnam saying goodbye for now. Until tomorrow, be lucky, you. America's soul, Danny. The American.
Come on, Chester. Come on.